From Gospel according to St. Mark, out of the 12th chapter, verses 41 through 44. Supporting text coming from 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. The Bible reads in St. Mark, beginning at verse 41 of the 12th chapter. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. Uh-huh. And there came a certain poor widow.
Oh, yeah.
And she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. On the basis of those verses, we do like to use the thought of subject this morning. It's not what you give, but the motive in how you give. It's not what you give, but the motive in how you give. Hallelujah, Jesus. Truly the Lord is good this morning. We ought to be thankful to God for bringing us thus far and just for allowing us another chance to be counted amongst the living this morning. For the Lord God is a good God. And he is worthy to be praised. And we praise him in all different sorts of ways, but we ought to have a praise somewhere down on the inside. You don't have to make a lot of noise, but you ought to be able to make some kind of sign that the Lord God has been good to you. Don't nobody know like you know all that you've gone through throughout this year. You may even have some issues or situations this morning. But you allowed yourself to press past that and come to the house of God. And after coming in God's house, we ought to come and worship him in spirit and in truth. For the truth of the matter, if it had not been for the Lord, we wouldn't even be able to be here this morning. We ought to thank God that we got somewhere to come this morning. Hallelujah. We are able to lift up holy hands this morning. And thank God to many that have died in our stead have paved the way for us, that we could have the freedoms that we have even on today. So we need not take it lightly of the many things that God has blessed us, and especially as a people, how far we have come. We know that it's no secret that we've come a long way and we still yet got a long way to go. And a lot of things have changed, and then there's some things still yet the same. So you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit. You got to love God regardless of what anybody else think about it. You got to love God and you got to serve him for yourself. Your neighbor may not want to worship him like you do, but you didn't come to see your neighbor this morning. How many of you come to worship the Lord our God this morning? To tell him thank you for another day's journey. How many of you come to just give God praise this morning for all the things that the Lord God has done? And then there are those that already prayed before you got here. And there are some things that you're expecting God to do, and you got to have faith that whatever it is that you want the Lord God to do, that he is able, willing, and capable of doing all those things this morning. So I find this morning that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that we have been allowed to come and to share in this last Sunday of 2015. A year that many of us would say have gone by so fast, and it seemed like it was just a couple of days ago when we were doing this very same thing and getting ready for the new year. And now we've gone through the Christmas holiday and we are getting ready for the close of this year. So we come this morning to praise and worship God and to give God thanks for all the things that we need him to do, and especially to thank God for this last week of the year. Regardless of what kind of year we've had, it's good to be able to say this morning, I'm still here. Anybody glad that they're still here? For there are many, even as I look around in the room, there are many been on a bed of affliction this year. There are many had many trials, and they have had those times when you may seem like you was not going to make it and seemed like the forces was against you. If it wasn't one thing, it was always another. But yet I'm still here. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. Anybody glad that they got away? For the devil is out to rob you of all of your joy, of all of your peace, and of all of your strength. But because you know what the Lord God has done, then there ought to be a mind within you to tell the Lord God, thank you. So many of us that can say, I've had my share of ups and downs, trials and heartaches and trouble and pain, but God has still been good to me. Now, when we make it personal, we can agree with David that the Lord is our shepherd. Because if it had not been for the shepherd and his ever-watching eye and his guiding hand to lead us, and sometimes he have to pull us back in line. See, I don't care how holy you are, you still need the Lord every day. You can't be there. You done prayed. You may be prayed up, but you ain't prayed yourself to a point where you don't need God. You hadn't prayed to the point to where every now and again you have to remind yourself that it's not all about you. And we got all of the rain this weekend. When I get too much rain, I get water in my basement. So I started to pray, and Lord, stop, let the rain stop. But then I had to remind myself, you can't do nothing about the Lord's word. So you still got to be thankful that it even rained, because we're going to need that rain. We don't have water, we're going to die. So I thank God for everything that he's done, and we have to learn how to, even in the bad situations, look at the bright side. The bright side is knowing that it's not going to rain always. The sun is going to shine again. And wasn't it wonderful to see God's precious sunshine to peep through the clouds, and all the clouds went away, and they're coming back, and they're going away. But that's the way life is. That's the way the Lord God works. And so we just got to be thankful. Be glad that we are witnesses of the things, because there are some folk that didn't even know that it was raining, because they don't even know that they're really here. So if you're able to say that I've been out in the rain, or I looked out of the window, some can't look out the window. So be thankful for the thing that God has blessed you with. We have those this morning that have a testimony of sickness and despair, but we continue to have good days. And yes, there will be some bad days. But we should remember that our God is is a God of promise. He's a God that would do what he said that he would do. The God that I serve said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. The God I serve this morning, I know that he loves me, because I believe in the word of God. And the word of God tells me that he gave his only begotten son, that if I believe in him, that I won't have to worry about perishing. See, this world is not our home. I don't care how long you want to be here, how many of you want to go to heaven one day. And you can't go to heaven in that flesh that you're in. So there's got to be a transformation. There's got to be some changes in your life. So in making preparation to get to heaven, you ought to start making those changes now. We talk about being Christ-like or being Christian. That means that you ought to act like the Lord thy God sometime. We always used to say that old saying, what would Jesus do? Jesus wouldn't do a lot of the things that we're doing. Jesus wouldn't treat folk the way we treat folk. So we got to understand that it's not all about us. It's all about the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So as we continue to pray for one another and we bind our forces together, knowing that we can defeat the enemy when we stand together, let us share the good news one with another and learn how to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. If you know that the Lord God has healed your body, then you ought to tell somebody that's going through that it's going to be all right, because I know God is a healer. There are some that the doctor shook his head and gave up on them, but they're still walking around in the streets right now. There are some that's going through in their bodies and they're afraid in their mind, thinking that they're going to leave. But if you get your house in order, then you don't worry about when you're going to go. When you go, it's going to be a better day than what you're having right now. Hallelujah. I thank God that somewhere in my spirit I know that this world is not my home. And I thank God that because I love God and because I believe in God, you got to learn how to have a deaf ear to the naysayers and all of the haters. There's somebody don't like it because you're blessed like that. Whole lot of naysayers that every time you say the Lord God will, they got something to say. Well, what about this and what about that? But I believe that there's nothing that the Lord God cannot do. I learned how to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And as we get ready to start a brand new year, we got to thank God for where we are right now. You may have asked God to help you make it through another year, but you got to take time to realize that there's no guarantee that you're going to be here. I can easily say this morning that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I just don't know where I would be. And I use that because somebody already said this morning, you don't know like I know what the Lord God has done for me. And I don't know like you know what God has done for you. There have been times when your friends and your family wasn't there, but God was right there. There have been times when families have scattered and not getting along with one another, but God has still been right there. There have been times when you realize that I don't know what I'm going to do, but somewhere down on the inside, God tells you just keep on holding on. We got any folk this morning holding on? Got anybody this morning that refused to allow the enemy to take all of your joy? Anybody glad? Sometimes you ought to be glad with just nothing. If I don't have nothing but the love of Jesus, then I got everything that I need this morning. We ought to be able to celebrate because God is a mighty God. And he is worthy of our devotion as well as our praise. Last week we talked about celebrating the birth of Jesus, making our final preparations for getting ready for the Christmas holiday. But as we continue to carry the spirit of love, of sharing, and of giving over into the new year, knowing that the same God that blessed us this year, he's an unchanging God. For the Bible declares he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So if the Lord brought you from January to this December, that same God can carry you on over into the new year. But then you got to be mindful and you ought to be grateful for the things that God has blessed you with. Just the mere fact that he woke you up on Christmas morning. I know he woke all of you up because hadn't nobody called me and told me you were down in Roberts. So I know that you woke up. I don't know where you woke up, but you woke up somewhere. And when you woke up, you ought to told the Lord God, thank you. Many of you got church and stayed up all night long making preparation, but you still got right back up early in the morning just to see the joy on your child's face. Isn't it a joy to see somebody happy? You look back at the time when you were looking forward to Christmas. Now we act like it's a dread. But if we think about the real reason for the season, then we ought to still have a mind of praise. We ought to still have something to be happy about. You ought to be happy that God is still God. And you ought to know that the Lord God will be right there by your side. Now, we made an announcement this morning that we will be having night watch service on Thursday night. And now, whether you plan to come or not, or whether you plan to gather with your friends for that New Year's party, be mindful that as close as you are, there's no guarantee that you're going to make it. So it's all right to make whatever plan that you want to make, but you better go to the word of God and realize that there's some time you got to say, if the Lord will, then I will. But you can't just make plans and just guarantee somebody I'm going to be where I said that I'm going to be. Sometimes the blood may be still running warm in your vein, but other things will come up. There have been times that you had good intention, but you couldn't keep all your promises. There were times when you said, I'm going to attend this or I'm going to go to that, but you just didn't make it. So when you get close to that last few hours of the year, you ought to be thanking God wherever you are. See, I found out that you don't have to be in the house of God to tell God thank you, but you ought to have the Spirit of God down in your heart wherever you are. You ought to take that time to tell the Lord God that I just want to thank you for the things that you have done. Well, I look in the Bible, James asked the question in James 4 and 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanisheth away. So now you got to know that you can't make demands, and you can't say what you're really going to do unless it is in the Lord God's will. Life is uncertain, and only God knows what lies ahead of us. What I love about that is God will help you make preparations to get ready sometime for the storm. Sometimes you heard somebody say there's peace before the storm. So you got to be mindful when everything's going so good and when everything's falling right into place, watch out. Because trouble might be right there on the way. And if you prepare yourself in prayer, if you keep your feet grounded and know that you got faith in a loving God, then you can say, come wind, blow me if you will, but I'm going to bounce right back up. You can knock me down, but I'm getting right back up. I've been laid down on the bed of affliction. When I laid down, I looked up to the hills, knowing that that's where my help comes from. Anybody know where your help comes from this morning? When you know it comes from God, then there ought to be a praise in your mouth. We woke up this morning. We ought to been thanking God for another day's journey, asking and asking the Lord to lead and direct our very path. Throughout the last week, there's been a lot of giving, a lot of receiving. Some gave a lot, then some didn't have much to give. But you don't have to feel bad about it. It is what it is. You either got it or you don't have it. And if you don't have it, you don't have to apologize to nobody. All you have to do is just thank God. If I can't give nothing else, I can give love. Didn't I tell you last week my most favorite song of the holiday is Give Love at Christmas? So if you can't give nothing else, you can give your love. Even when you give gifts, they're out of love. Oh, when I ate them cookies that lady made me, they were so good because they were full of love. I had red velvet cake full of love. I had candy full of love. That somebody stood by the stove and took their time out with me on their mind. And you know what? I got some of those cookies hid in the room right now. Everything you can't put in the cookie jar because you won't get to enjoy. Hallelujah, Jesus. It does not matter what you give, but it's the motive behind how you give it. And then if you're on the receiving end, you ought to go back to where when you were brought up, you were taught to be thankful for whatever it is that somebody give you. Now we have the audacity to look down our noses at what we get. We got to reframe the mindset of even our young folk because they be wanting some stuff that is very expensive now. And if you don't have it, you got to learn to be honest enough and say, baby, I don't have it. And if we ever get a chance to get it, it might not be Christmas, but if it's for you to have it, I'll get it when I can. Don't burn yourself out. Don't burn yourself out. Don't worry about what you didn't do because Christmas is already gone. Had some children in the yard yesterday fussing about, is Santa Claus black or white? I didn't know how to answer that. I said, yours black. But then I heard one of the kids say, it don't make no difference. Christmas already gone. Even a child got sense enough to know, don't worry about yesterday. When yesterday is gone, just thank God for this day's journey. Sometimes you got to look and you got to listen and don't disregard what our children are going through and what's in their mind. A lot of them got a whole lot more sense than we got. We still worried about what we're going to do. Let it go. Greatest gift of all wasn't wrapped in a box and you can't put it in a bag. And it's worth more money than you can ever find in your life because it's Jesus. Anybody know the unconditional love of Jesus will help carry us through? We got to understand that he ought to be the reason that we are wanting to do the thing that is the right thing to do. And the right thing is to just follow his command. The only thing that he said before he left, a new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's a sad, sad thing that we just don't love like we ought to. We talk it. We go pick up a card, but that somebody else wrote that card. So now do you really mean the words that are in the card, or are you just giving somebody something to make them think that you love them? See, love will show itself in a mighty special way. And then there are those of us that want to give so that we can get a pat on the back. There are some of us want to give the biggest gift so they can say, that's what they gave me. But it's not about how big the gift or how small the gift or how expensive the gift is. It's just the fact that you had a spirit of giving. even when we give God our worship and our praise, God don't want us to do it for a show or a fashion. If you just come in here to just let everybody know that I can sing and I can do this just for somebody to see it and talk about you, then the Bible declares you already got your reward. I found these words of Jesus that I'd like to share with you this morning. Take heed that you do not your arm before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine arm, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. You see, he's trying to teach us the attitude of a kingdom citizen. If you want to go and be one of God's people, then you ought to give because it's in your heart to give. If you're going to give service for the Lord, it ought to be out of your heart and it ought to be righteous, and you ought not be looking for self-gratification. See, a whole lot of us just want a pat on the back. A lot of us want to toot our own horn. A lot of us want to blow the trumpet loud and let somebody know that I did this and I did that. But every now and again, you ought to do something and do it and don't let nobody know. You ought to do something. You don't have to put your name on it. All you got to do is just give it to somebody. You ought to learn how to give God your praise while you have a chance. A lot of us want our little thing to be publicized, but you got to know that whatever you do on this side of life, if you're looking for a reward and you pat your own self on the back, then you already got your reward. But if there's anybody in here looking for their reward on the other side, see, a whole lot of the things that you do on this side, somebody might not even tell you thank you, but God will bless you on the other side. Somebody might not appreciate what you've done, but don't worry about it. All you got to do is keep on doing what you're doing. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. See, I thank God because the Bible declared that if you do it and you don't let everybody know, God will reward you openly. Sometimes you wonder why that individual seems like they're always being blessed, because they sowed good seeds. When you sow the right seeds, God will bless you. When you do things because it's just in your heart to do, God will bless you. But you got to learn how to do things that you are not looking for something in return. Anybody out there that realize that it's not all about you anyway? It's not what you give, but the motive in how you give. Now, motive means a reason for doing something, especially one that is hidden or not obvious. Motive is also the object or purpose of your intentions. So, what was your motive of coming to God's house this morning? If you're going to sit in here and look at me like you're just looking at an entertainer, then you're in the wrong place. When the choir sing, don't just listen. If you know the words, help them sing the song. Oh, let us magnify the Lord together and let us exalt his name. So you do your part, we do our part, and everybody can have a good time. Nobody sweating in here now but me. You got to learn how to give God some of that energy that you got on the inside, because there's going to be a time that you're going to want to praise him and you can't praise him. There's going to be a time you want to give God glory and you can't give him glory. But I guarantee you get down on the bed of affliction, God will get your attention. You'll find yourself asking the Lord God, let me be able to lift up my hands one more time, sitting around on God. It's time to give God what is his due. You don't have to praise him like I do, but you ought to praise him. And then because somebody else praised him, you don't ought to get in your mind that they need to sit down or they doing a little bit too much, because you don't know their story. You don't know the struggle that got them to where they are right now. You got to know that somebody's glad that the Lord is still on their side. Somebody glad that I didn't hear what the enemy said, but I trusted the word of a mighty God. Somebody got to know that the Lord God will do it when nobody else will do it. You got to know this morning that you got to give God your all in all and thank God for the things that he has done in your life. You got to know that when we talk about God, it's all about telling the Lord God everything that we need him to do. Then there are times that we got to ask the Lord, forgive me for that thing that I should have done that I did not do. Anybody in here honest enough to say that I don't dot every I, cross every T, but I still look to the Lord, our God, to be my God. I woke up this morning thanking God for another day's journey. If I lay down tonight and God allowed me to wake up tomorrow morning, you ought to wake up thanking God for another day's journey. You ought to know this morning that there comes a time that you got to move self out of the way and let the Lord God do what only he can do. We got to learn how to give God our best. That energy that we use when we're doing our thing, can we use that sometime for God's purpose? Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible declares, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So it's up to you. God already knows your resources. God knows what you're capable of doing. Those of us that say, I can't sing, the Bible declares I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. Those that say it's hard to live right, it's not an easy journey, but you can still walk the journey. Now, living right don't mean that you're perfect. Living right don't mean that you're going to do everything just right. Living right means that you're going to turn to the word of God. And you're going to ask the Lord to lead you in the way that you ought to go. You're going to ask the Lord that every now and again when you need to put your own self in check. Did anybody in here ever find themselves asking the Lord, Lord, help me hold my mouth? Anybody in here ever found out that you need to learn how to keep your hands to yourself? Those seeds that you sow, don't worry about it. Your day is going to come. And then when you do something for God, when you do it for your brother, you're also doing it for God. So don't get it twisted and think that you've done something that you need a pat on the back. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So in our giving, we ought to have joy. When we help somebody, we ought to have joy. When we make a way or make a sacrifice, we ought not complain about it, but we ought to thank God that we were able to make that sacrifice. But now, how many of us are honest enough to know that every now and again, the human side of us may make us complain a little bit? And when we start complaining, that's when you need to talk to yourself. That's when you need to ask the Lord, Lord, I need you to come on in my life. I know, God, that you've been good to me. I know you made a way out of no way. But, oh, God, I need you this morning. I need to know that I can't do anything without you. But I found out if I give you what I got, and if I don't have very much, I'm reminded of what David said when he asked the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? Is there anybody in the house that want to give God a hallelujah praise this morning? I stopped by to tell somebody that it's time for us to give God our all in all. Stop worrying about what your neighbor got to say. Stop worrying about that funny look on their face, because they don't know like you know what the Lord God has done for you. I just stopped by to tell somebody that we serve a God that is ever-knowing. He knows everything that it is to know about us. He knows exactly what we've been going through. And when we look at our text this morning, the Bible tells us that on one occasion, Jesus sat there in the treasury and he beheld the people of God. He was right there in the word of God, like watching them cast money into the treasury. Many of them that had a whole lot, they put in all that they wanted to put in because they realized that this is not going to hurt my pocket. But if there's anybody in here that know how to give when it hurts, when you don't have very much and you still dig down and make that sacrifice and give the Lord God what is his due. I somebody tell somebody that the Lord God was sitting in what they call the court of women, and in that court they had the treasury, and the Lord God was sitting right there watching everybody. The same way when we walked around and gave our tithes and offerings this morning, you had your envelope. Didn't nobody know but you and the Lord what you had on the inside of the envelope. You may not have what you wanted to put in, but if you put in what you had, you ought to be thanking the Lord this morning. And if you held back on God, then God is the one that knows how you held back. I just somebody tell somebody that there comes a time you got to give what you got. And every now and again, stop talking about what you don't have. Because if you trust the power of God, I know that the God that I serve, he's a supplier of every need. It's not what you give, but the motive in how you give. Jesus said, I love a cheerful giver. I want somebody that's going to do the right thing. There are those that walk around and got a pocket full of money, and those that were walking in and dropping in a whole lot. They may have felt like I did the right thing, but the Lord God was looking at them. And the Bible says he called his disciples unto him. He said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow that has cast in more than all of the rich folk, she cast in the treasury only two mites, which wasn't even a whole penny. But I thank my God that God blessed you in your giving. For the Lord God said, out of all that she cast in, there were those that cast in of their abundance, but she cast in everything that she had. When you can give God what you got and not worried about how you gonna make it on tomorrow, because you know that the Lord is your shepherd. And if I give God on today, then tomorrow when I get up, he is my bread when I get hungry, he is water when I get thirsty. I don't care if I don't have a dime. I thank God that every day I've had a meal to put in my stomach. Is there anybody in the house that realize that when you give to God, God will give it right back to you? Is there anybody in the house that know that the Lord is there on your side? I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel to tell somebody this morning, it's not what you give, but the motive in how you give. If you know you gave from your heart, then you ought to thank God that I'm able to give God something. There are times when you may not have nothing, but you ought to pray to the Lord our God. I don't have it today, but Lord, when you get ready and you bless me with something, I'm going to give back while I have a chance. Is there anybody in the house that want the Lord to bless you this morning? Then you ought to thank God for what you already got. I may not have much, but all such as I have, I'm going to give it up to the Lord. And I know that the Lord God is going to bless me. Is there anybody glad that I gave God what I had? If I don't have nothing else, the Bible declares, offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I'm going to give to the Lord while I have a chance. I want to tell somebody, you ought to have the spirit. You ought to have the heart of that poor widow woman. That widow woman didn't have much. And I guess when she went around to the treasury box, all them fancy treasury boxes, I looked it up and it said they were shaped like a trumpet made out of brass and gold. And as the people dropped in their gifts, the Lord God watched everything that they done. So now if you gave, just so somebody can see how much you dropped in, you already got your reward. But if you gave to God in a secret manner, and you told the Lord, this is all I got, but I'm going to give it to you while I can, and the Lord God will give back to you double fold for that that you've given out. So just thank God for all that you're able to do. It's not what you give, but it's the motive, the spirit, in how you give it. And if you give it out of love, if you give it not looking for a reward down here, then blessings will come your way. Not what you give, but the motive in how you give it. So just be thankful that whatever it was when we go back in the times, there were times when our ancestors were lucky if they were able to give you a piece of fruit and a candy cane, but it still brought you joy because you didn't get fruit all year long like you do now. When you look from where we come from, you ought to be thankful. We got all these fancy trees in our houses, but back in the day, you better go out in the woods somewhere and hope you can find one still there. Sometimes you might find a full one. Sometimes you may find one that looks like peanut. But you put it up, you string your little lights on it, and you had joy, and love was in the house. Children was happy, and they understood that mom and daddy done gave the best that they knew how. And see, the Lord has blessed us to the point to where now you got good jobs, you make good money, and we're wasteful. We get more than they really need. And what happened is, when we look back and we didn't have much, so we say, God done blessed us, so I'm going to do what I couldn't do or what I didn't get. And there's nothing wrong with that. But give it with the right spirit. Give it out of your heart. Don't give it just so somebody can talk about what you gave. But give it because you love. Love is what love does. And if you love God, then you'll love the people of God. And if you love the people of God, then the Lord God says, the least that you do unto your brethren, you do unto me. So it's all about Jesus. He is still Lord of Lords, the mighty God, Counselor, King of Kings, and thank God he's the Prince of Peace. Because we're living in a time where every day you hear someone being killed. Every day. And it used to be way over yonder. But now it's right here in our neighborhood. So let us be mindful that we need to love. We need to give God. And we need to trust God. And do know that your giving is not in vain when you do it from the heart.